Hi there, this is L-Star with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, February 27th, and we are in the midst of Road to the Derby season with great stakes around the country. As always, this podcast and the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, sponsored by amwager.com, amwager.com, a great legal online wagering site. Legal in most states, registered in the U.S. with great perks covering most tracks. Lots of great tools for the better. AmWager.com, if you're not already a member, check it out. You can get the blog at AmWager.com, clicking on How to Bet and LSTAR's blog. We're going to kick it off for Saturday 27th with the Canadian Stakes Race 8, Gulfstream Post 253. And I really like Venezuelan Hug here. Just won a stakes on turf at Gulfstream, although it was a race restricted to Florida breds, it was as good as any in this field, including the runner-up Grade 3 effort Eon put in. Now having won 5 of 9 in his career, 3 for 5 at Gulfstream, Venezuelan Hug earned that win without Lasix, which is an important factor to consider as we handicap stakes races with new rules. If you ignore his try at too long of a distance, 10 furlongs, in October, Venezuelan Hug has won 3 in a row, including 2 stakes. Appears very capable of winning his third in a row. Another contender is Olympic Runner, having won a highly rated allowance race on the course 1 week after Venezuelan Hug earned his win. That effort earned a 108 Equibase speed figure, just shy of the 109 Equibase speed figure Venezuelan Hug earned in his win last month. Although in top form, comparing Olympic Runner's career record of 4-5-2 to Venezuelan Hug's 5-0-1, it could be assumed Olympic Runner may not have the same winning instinct as Venezuelan Hug has. On the other hand, Olympic Runner ran in 5 graded stakes last year compared to 2 for Venezuelan Hug, and he was no worse than 4th in any of those. As such, Olympic Runner may be strongly considered as a contender. Winner's Back rounds out the main contenders here, was beaten ahead by Olympic Runner in that allowance race and won 2 in a row before that. He's sitting on another effort, nice effort, with a pattern of 104-108 figures. Can't be ruled out as a contender. Also note, Eons rallied from 8th to 2nd in the Tampa Bay Stakes 3 weeks ago, and this being his third off the layoff, could run as well or better. He won the Kent 18 months ago and is back in decent form, rounding out a quartet we should at least use on double pick 3 and pick 4 tickets. For the trifecta, I'm also going to throw in a long shot, Busy Channel, who has good early speed and can stick around, and Monarch's Glenn, who's first off the claim by Safi Joseph, and 9 for 22, first or second, on grass. In the Canadian, race 8 Gulfstream, post time 2:53 Eastern, Saturday, February 27th, the key bet is Venezuelan Hug, 2-1, win bet. Exactas, Venezuelan Hug over Olympic Runner, Eons, and Winter's Back. Trifecta, Venezuelan Hug over Olympic Runner, Eons, Winter's Back, Busy Channel, and Monarch's Glen. Use the same 5 in third. Olympic Runner, Eons, Winter's Back, Busy Channel, and Monarch's Glen. For doubles, in race 8, Venezuelan Hug, Olympic Runner, Eons, and Winter's Back. And race 9, Eye of a Jedi, Performer, and Avant Garde. Moving to race 9, the Gulfstream Park Mile. This has a post time of 3:27 on Saturday, 2:27 at Gulfstream. And I Have a Jedi, Avant-Garde Performer, finished 2nd, 3rd, and 1st in the Fred Hooper Stakes 1 month ago, a nearly identical one-turn-mile stakes race. There's no doubt Performer can win again, but considering he only beat I Have a Jedi by a neck and considering he picks up 2 pounds, there's no guarantee he can repeat that effort or that I Have a Jedi can't turn the tables. So opening at 8-1, I Have a Jedi is certainly a better bet. I Have a Jedi has been 1st or 2nd in 4 straight, including a runner-up effort in the Harlan's Holiday before the Hooper, and has 112, 107, 106, and 111 Equibase figures in his last 4 compared to similar 106, 112, 101, and 112 figures for Performer. So I think I Have a Jedi has the same probability to win, not 75% less, which is indicated by his 8-1 odds versus 2-1 for Performer. Then there's Avant Garde, who won the Claiming Crown Rapid Transit Stakes before his third place finish last month. He won before that as well and put in 4 straight wins last year, bringing his record to 6-12. He's no slouch and must be respected, opening at 10-1. All 3 have much more probability to win than the false second choice in my mind, Tax, the reason being no Lasix. All 3 of the contenders mentioned previously, I Have a Jedi, Avant Garde, Performer, all ran well without Lasix in the Hooper, whereas the two times Tax ran without Lasix in the past 14 months, he finished 10th and 15th. Additionally, Tax adds blinkers for this race, and although I may be wrong, I believe this is because the trainer really doesn't know how to get him, who's fairly unreliable, with two wins in his last 10, to run his best race. Win bets. I have a Jedi and Avant Garde at 5-2 or better, and if making multiple win bets, which is never a bad idea with a bad favorite, use a Dutching tool to do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. A Dutching tool lets you set the amount you want to bet to win or the amount you want to bet. And based on the odds, your bets are proportioned accordingly. And there's a free one at AmWager, one of the many tools you can check out at AmWager.com. Exacta, Box, I Have a Jedi, Performer, and Avant Garde. And then Box, Performer, and I Have a Jedi. And then Box, Performer, and Avant Garde, because Performer is 2-1. That gives us some extra coverage with the favorite. Moving on to the 13th race at Gulfstream, the very one stakes, post 5:36 p.m. on Saturday, 2:27. And California Queen makes her U.S. debut for Chad Brown, who also saddles Bacchanalia. California Queen is much more interesting as she's a Group 2 stakes winner in Europe, Germany to be exact, where they run without any medication. Not to belabor the point, but stakes races being Lasix-free now, horses that have run well should be considered, whereas horses who are taking Lasix off can run well, but may not. California Queen gets Gaffalione and Brown's record of 7-28 with horses coming back from 4-8 months off in turf route stakes, making their U.S. debut is very good. So I'll start with California Queen, who was facing much tougher in Group 1 company when last seen on Prix de Arc de Triomphe Day last October. Belle, Laura, and Toon finished 3rd and 4th respectively in the Grade 3 Marshall's River Stakes at a mile on the course last month. The winner and runner-up are not running back, so these two must be strongly considered here as they ran well without Lasix. Belle Laura is making her second start back after 4 months off and won before the break, as well as won a non-graded stakes last summer at Gulfstream, so she fits nicely. Toon won in her U.S. debut in the fall of 2019 and is winless in 4 since, but nearly won a non-graded stakes on the course in November and may be sitting on a big one. In the very one stakes, race 13 at Gulfstream, post 5:36 on Saturday, February 27th. Fair odds, minimum odds for considering win bets on California Queen, Belle Laura, and Tuned are 7-2. And I would not hesitate betting 2 of the 3 to win at those odds or above. If all 3 are above, take the 2 at the highest odds. And this too is the perfect race for using a Dutching tool like the free one at AmWager, because we allocate the win bets based on odds, putting more on the lower odds horses automatically. Just one of many great features again at AmWager.com. It's free to check it out. You can also get the written version of this podcast, the Key Race and Bets blog, at AmWager.com. For the exactas, Box, California Queen, Belle Laura, and Tuned. And we'll play some doubles in race 13, California Queen, Belle Laura, and Tuned. In race 14, Drain the Clock, Tarantino, and Greatest Honor. Moving on to the 14th, the feature, the Fountain of Youth Stakes. This has a post of 6:10 on Saturday, 2:27 at Gulfstream. And we'll start with the favorite, Greatest Honor. Well regarded by bettors as the second choice in the Holy Bull last month, rewarded his backers with a visually impressive win by almost 6 lengths, rallying from 7th early. He swept past his rivals 4 wide on the far turn to lead in the stretch and drew off, bringing his record to a perfect 2-for-2 at the distance of the Fountain of Youth. Greatest Honor earned a 103 Echo Base figure. It's not the best figure in the field, but it's 106 before that was. The only other horse in the field to have broken the 100 threshold was Fire at Will, who earned a 105 figure winning the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf last year. But he has a couple knocks that I'll get to in a second. And considering how easily Greatest Honor won the Holy Bull, I think he would have run faster if he had to and can earn a higher figure in this situation. So I think he's the one to beat. That being said, Drain the Clock appears to be on a pattern that, if continued, would allow him to run well enough to win the Fountain of Youth. On the same date of the Holy Bull last month at Gulfstream, Drain the Clock put in a visually impressive 6th-length win, geared down with a 95 figure to win the Swale Stakes. 4 weeks prior to that, he earned an 88 figure winning the Limehouse Stakes, so if he can improve about the same 7 points, he could run as well as Greatest Honor is expected to run here. Excluding his effort in November when losing the jockey when a piece of equipment broke, Drain the Clock is a perfect 4-for-4 in his career. Although the Fountain of Youth will be his first attempt at 2 turns, he draws the ground-saving rail. He's shown the ability to stalk, so he doesn't need the lead, and he should have no problem being a strong contender in this race. Tarantino was no match for Greatest Honor when second and beaten 5 3/4 in the Holy Bull, but he ran pretty well, earning a career-best 94 figure in his first race on dirt after three on grass starts career. Tarantino was four clear of the third horse in that field. Edgar Zayas gets off to Andre the Clock, but Tyler Gaffalione gets on. That's just fine. Making his third start off a layoff, suggesting physical improvement, and second start on dirt, there's every reason to believe Tarantino could take a step forward in this race. Now to Fire at Will. He certainly would be a top contender for me if not coming back from nearly 4 months off trying to go two turns on dirt for the first time against horses which have run well more recently. Fire at Will finished sixth in his debut last summer, reeled off three straight wins all in stakes, improved from an 80 to 96 to 105 figure winning the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf in a field of 14. One of the wins came on dirt in a sloppy track, one turn, and it appears he can run well on dirt. But the fact is, it's a double tough question to ask a horse to run well big off this long a layoff, run well enough to win off this long a layoff in a two-turn race at this level with horses who have run more recently and almost just as well or as well. So I'm going to take a stand against him. In the Fountain of Youth, race 14 at Gulfstream, post 6:10 Eastern on Saturday, 2:27. Drain the Clock is a win bet at 2-1 and Tarantino's win bet at 3-1. And I have no hesitation betting both using the power of a dutching tool like the one at Amwager. Exactus, greatest honor over Drain the Clock and Tarantino. Then we're going to box greatest honor, Drain the Clock and Tarantino. And then I want to take a few long shots here just for a buck or two. Greatest honor, Drain the Clock and Tarantino over So-So Subtle, King's Ovation, and Papa 2. Again, no Fire at Will. We will use him in the trifecta. The trifecta play in this race is going to be greatest honor, Drain the Clock and Tarantino over. Greatest honor, Drain the Clock and Tarantino over. Greatest honor, Drain the Clock, Tarantino adding prime factor, So-So Subtle, Fire at Will, King's Ovation, and Papa 2. So we have a bunch in third. The long shots we also used in that little exacta above, that covers maybe a long shot getting in there with one of our three contenders. I'll say the trifecta again. That's greatest honor, Drain the Clock, and Tarantino over. Greatest honor, Drain the Clock, and Tarantino over. Greatest honor, Drain the Clock, and Tarantino plus prime factor, So-So Subtle, Fire at Will, King's Ovation, and Papa 2. Don't forget, you can get the written version of this with all the same bets at Amwager.com. Check it out. Become a member. Great betting site, Amwager.com. I want to thank you for listening. Hope you make a lot of money this week, and we'll talk to you next weekend.